Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my word's my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his ladder, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, July the 16th, 2016. And the time is 2 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding soul study for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we want to kind of introduce the next series. We want to talk about the current program, the Clarinomics 101 program, our 101 mentoring program, because we're basically talking about the standard. And the reason why this show, this part is so important is because, as you know, everything that I do is for a purpose. I have a reason for my existence. I have a reason for everything that I do. So I'm just not here kind of coming up with stuff or just trying to do things that I don't know what to do. So the most important thing is your dear Kenya. So the one-on-one Clarinomics mentorship program is like the most important thing. I mean, out of anything and everything that I do, the most important thing that I've ever done, the thing that saved my life, the thing that kept me out of prison, the most important thing besides what we're going to talk about right now is, how does God speak to you? God speaks to each and every one of us differently. God put you inside of a family. He put you inside of a, he planted you. You are a seed. The tree of life is the tree of the family. But I came from a very, you know, good family, even though my, you know, that was some things you guys know, bad choices or bad decisions. That doesn't take away from the spirit. It doesn't take away from the character. It doesn't take away from the quality of the person. People make bad choices or bad decisions. So this next series is about the family. Now, we just talked about faith, and faith, again, was the standard, and it is the standard. This standard is the three L's: faith, family, and finances. So we're talking about them individually, and we're talking about them collectively at the same time. So the Clarinomics program is a one-on-one mentorship program that encapsulates all three of these aspects. That is why it is so important. So I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been doing it full-time for 5 years, and one of the things that's missing is mentorship. A step-by-step, I've been selling systems. I've been selling patterns. I've been selling programs. That's great for people who don't need the additional one-on-one. See, I'm a picture person. I just, you know, was replacing the insides of a toilet in my home, and it came with all of these instructions, and instead of reading the instructions, I just looked at the diagrams. So I'm an image person. I'm a picture person. That's how I learn. Some people are like me. Some people are visual. Some people are hands-on. Some people, you know, are more auditory. We all learn differently. So the goal is for me to utilize as many of your senses as possible. So I started off just doing, you know, audio programs. That's just one sense you're hearing. So then I added books. So now every series comes with a book. So that utilizes your eyes. So you use your ears and your eyes. And if I can add video, if I can add something that you can taste, if I can add something that you can touch, the more senses that I use, the more you retain the information. And the only purpose for this is for one thing: growth. So this next 12-hour series, the current one-on-one mentorship program, is every person that is listening to the sound of my voice, whether live right now or you're listening to this at a recorded or at a later date, please email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com, masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. If you've already done it, that's great. Don't allow the enemy to rob you of your spiritual growth. Not that I am the only person that can assist you with your spiritual growth. I'm only here to remind you that you have been given everything that you need for life and godliness. So spiritual growth, the spiritual family, is the next series. I am establishing a family by asking, begging, and pleading with you to join me as we create a tree of life. We are establishing a family. So this next series, we're going to talk about what that consists of, because the family is under attack. Right now, everybody that has siblings, what is the quality of your relationship with your siblings? Right now, if you are a father, like I'm a father, what is the quality of my relationship with my children? Me and my biological father don't have a relationship. My biological mother is no longer here. She died when I was 12. And so I don't have that family connection. Now, I'm on my second family, so to speak. My first family, I didn't know what I know now. So I want to share with you the mistakes that I made. Also, we're going to have Brother Zach and his wife, Nicole. because I wrote a book and I did a series that broke down the 7 steps. I may actually also bring Brother Roman on and have him share some of his insights as well. Because when you implement these 7 keys, but I talked about relationships before, but I've never talked about family. Relationships and family are very close, but they're not the same. So what is the dynamics of a family? So we got to break that down in this series. We're going to break down the dynamics of a family, because if we can understand that, if you can understand this, the dynamics of a family, I don't care what kind of relationship you're in. I don't care what how bad your marriage is, how bad the relationship is between you and your brother or you and your sister. If you can then what the difference between regret and remorse is, if you can learn how to respect someone who doesn't respect themselves, let me say that again. It is human nature for us to disrespect people who disrespect themselves. No one will be disrespected unless you disrespect yourself first. Women, if you got a man and your man is disrespecting you, it's because he's watching you disrespect yourself. That empowers him to disrespect you. It is impossible for a man to disrespect you or a woman if the man doesn't first disrespect himself. Men, the reason that you cheat on your wife or your girlfriend is because you're cheating on yourself. Men who cheat are cheaters. Men who lie are liars. Before I ever lied to my wife, I lied to myself. So if I want to stop lying to my wife, I got to stop lying to myself. So we have to totally change this whole paradigm, and now we are being under, the family is under attack by the LGBT movement. No disrespect with that movement. But we got to understand what is a family. Because if we don't understand that, brothers and sisters, what encapsulate, what are the 7 things that destroy a relationship? And what are the 7 things that can heal and rebuild any relationship? How do I know? I did it with my own. Now, I did it in my first marriage, at least about, you know, we broke up. Each one of my kids represent the time that I broke up, left, moved out, and came back. Got 5 kids. I packed up all my shiznit and left. Came back. Then she got pregnant. Bam, another child came. This happened over the course of a 20-year relationship. Actually, 25 years. So how did we end up divorced? 25 years. That's some people listening to the show. Y'all ain't even 25 years old. I just met this beautiful sister Jasmine. 21. Sister's 21 years old. Man, I got shoes older than her. And so what does that mean? That means I'm an old fool. That means I need to get my stuff together. That means I shouldn't be. What happened this past year shouldn't have happened. So I had to put myself in time out of the hole of, even though I ordered it, even though I, quote unquote, thought that was the best option, what allowed me to make bad choices, bad decisions? Women, you have to get this. Every woman that you know needs to be on this next series, because not only are we talking about family, we're talking about the dynamics of the family. They start with the dynamics of a husband and a wife. How do they interact? Then it's the dynamics between the parents and the children. Then it's the dynamics between the culture and the family, because the family is influenced by the culture, by the dominant culture specifically. So if we don't address all of these issues, I don't care how great the family is inside the home, eventually you got to go outside and you're going to be influenced by the culture. So we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that if men, if you don't do the biggest mistake I didn't make my wife number one. Brothers, women, what's the number one mistake that women make? The biggest mistake that women make is they don't trust their man. Now, a woman will tell you that they trust, I trust my husband. I trust him. But the husband know that you don't trust him. Why? Because you blow up his cell phone every time he leaves. You just mysteriously ride by his job. You don't allow him to discipline the children. You won't let him cook nor clean. You don't let him do nothing. Because why? You don't believe in him. You don't actually think he's mentally capable. This is how you disrespect your husband and, or your mate, and you don't even know. So every time the man says, honey, I'll do that, and you say, no, 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 babe, I got it. What you just tell your husband or your mate, you just told him, I don't trust you. Man, women do this all the time. A man can say, baby, let me do the laundry for you. Honey, let me open the door for you. You ever notice how many men? Now, I'm retraining my wife right now. We're going through this process. It is hard for her. Now, my wife is a very, very strong. My wife is a master builder 22. I don't know if you know anything about life path numbers, the 22. You know the 22? Those are the foundation. Those are called universal soldiers. My wife was in the military. My wife is totally self-sufficient. My wife is just, she don't need a man. The hardest thing for her to do is to let me be a man, for her to take a step back, because everything that I can do, she can do better. So I said, baby, let me cook for you. She cooks better than me. You know that she cuts the grass? She cuts the grass better than I do. Well, she does, she trimmed the trees. I did the toilet. I just had to fix the car. You know, that woman would go on top of the roof and repair shingles better than me. Anything that I can do, my wife can do better. But my wife is learning to let me do it. Why? That shows that she trusts me. Women, if you don't trust, if your man don't know that you trust him, he going to go, well, we're going to say that for the series. That is I got to give you that. The number one issue, problem, women don't trust in men. We don't make that women number one. How do I know? Now, I had the Eagles Club. Brother, you know, Brother CJ, you know, Sister Asia, Brother Zach, Brother Roman, you know, Sister Nyjah, you know, Sister Ashley, you know, all of them. We had the Eagles Club. Now, I was doing meetings with my Eagles Club at 9 p.m. at night while my wife was lying in bed waiting for me to finish. By the time I got off of the conference call, she was asleep. How do you think that made her feel? I did this for years. I had no clue. I thought I was doing the right thing. Let me tell you how you can be doing the right thing and then saying, I was doing the right thing, but it was the wrong thing. Because what did that say? That sent a message to my wife that says, you ain't number one. My group is number one. So I spent more time writing books and doing shows than I spent with my wife, and I wonder why my marriage failed. See, the devil is not stupid. The devil will allow you to blow up business. He don't care. Now, remember the three L's. So what, you got faith. As long as he destroy your family and your finances, he still got you. Let's say you got your family together. He don't care. As long as he destroys your faith and your finances, he got you. Let's say you got all the money in the world. You got all these finances. What about somebody like Oprah Winfrey? Got all this money. How is her family and how is her faith? Guarantee you they're suffering. But my goal is for us to build a three-legged stool, and all three legs are equally, so that way it's balanced. So that's your faith, your family, and your finances. They should balance out each other. No, neither one of them, no leg, because you ever seen a three-legged stool and one leg is longer than the other two? The stool topples over and it falls. That's the problem. I know a lot of people, man, that are they got a great faith, man. They got mountain-moving faith. They can preach you happy. But they ain't got no family and they ain't got no money. And I know a lot of people that got a lot of money. Man, I know a lot of people. I can name two of my family members right now. No disrespect that, you know, to my sisters, Brenda, Linda, they may, you know, y'all maybe, if y'all listening, no disrespect. It's just an example. You know, I love my sisters to death. Both of my sisters are single. Both of my sisters make three times much money than I do. Live in a big house, cars, everything, vacation. Go home, house is empty. Brothers and sisters, this next series is, like I said with the last series, now the standard is the foundation. That's the faith. Your faith, man, you got to have God first, then family, then finances. See, I had the cart before the horse, even though I am a 33/6, like Sister Asia. I can relate to Sister Asia because Sister Asia is like the female version of me. That girl, I don't know how Brother CJ do it. I got mad respect for Brother CJ. Brother CJ, if you're listening, man, hang in there, dog. I know it's hard, brother. To have a woman like that, man, I don't know. I don't know how you do it. Because, why? We know everything. We got to, it's like when you're 33, you got a direct connection, download stuff coming to your spirit. You don't even know how you, I know stuff. I don't even know how I know. I just know it. It's intuitive. That's what my life path is. That's why God put me on the planet. So he gives me certain information to share. I don't know how I got it, but that's a problem because then I come across as a know-it-all. Nobody want to hang around somebody who knows everything. But a lot of times we do. But the job for us is just because we know it doesn't mean that we're supposed to say it. And then the most important thing, the Bible says knowledge puffs up. My biggest problem is I got a haughty spirit. Pride goes before the fall. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Me and Brother Rome talk all the time. Why? We both got the same problem. We got to be careful because we got the big head syndrome. Because we know a lot of stuff. But the problem with knowing a lot of stuff is you really know a lot of stuff. And because you know a lot of stuff, your head can't freaking fit through the front door. So I got to always deflate my own ego. Every day I wake up and got to tell myself, dude, you ain't no better than nobody else. You put your pants on one leg at a time. If somebody shoot me, I bleed just like everybody else. I am not God and I'm not Superman. But if you're 33, Matthew 6:33 is for everybody. So Sister Asia, if you're listening, this is your scripture. You should memorize it. I memorized this scripture when I was a kid because this is the problem that everybody that's like me have. It says, seek ye first. Now, I'm paraphrasing. You want to look it up for yourself. Seek ye first. Seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, stuff, will be added to you. I'll keep bumping my head. I memorized that scripture when I was 6. And I'm still having problems. Why? I keep freaking forgetting. I got short-term memory loss, I guess. Because it's simple. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The word righteous means right for us. It means right for us. So there is something that is right for us. That's what righteousness means. It's right for us. And I got to find a thing that is right. There's a lot of stuff that is good, but what's right, brother? What's right, sister? What's right is I need to have God first, like it says in Matthew 6:33. Because Matthew 6:33 is for people like me that are the life path number 6. But before, the way that we got to the number 6 is when you add up the numbers of my date of birth, it comes to the number 33. When you add up the letters or the numbers, the month, the year, and the date of my wife's date of birth, it comes to the number 22. So 2 plus 2 is 4. So she's a 4, a universal soldier. So I'm a 33. So 3 plus 3 is 6. So life path 6 represents a pregnant female. Even though I'm a male, I got the mindset of a female. Now, women, do you know how you were when you was pregnant? So, Brother CJ, you're living with a pregnant female. That's why, you know how your hormones go up and down? I know this one chick that was pregnant. She used to eat pickles and peanut butter. What? She had a taste for it. But it only happened while she's pregnant. So could you imagine living with somebody who is eternally pregnant? That's what Brother CJ got to do every day. He's living with Sister Asia, and Sister Asia, love you to death. But I know you because I'm the same way. Man, my moods come there. One day I'm happy, the next day I fell off the wagon. One day I'm Superman, the next day I want to put a bullet in my head. One day I'm invincible. I can walk through walls, walk on water, levitate, raise the dead, and the next day I'm the devil incarnate. That's how my emotions go. So anybody that can live with me, I mean, I got mad respect for my poor wife, D. So y'all need to keep her in y'all prayers because living with me ain't easy. I already know because I read my own book. That's what you got to know yourself. That's why this series is so important, and that's why we got to come together as a family. Why? Iron sharpens iron. So this next series, again, I'm going to do like I did the last series. You know, we'll do 3 or 4 introductions. This is the first one, and I'm just laying down the foundation of what we will be discussing in this year-long program. There is a one-on-one mentoring. So everybody that's in this program, we're going to work together one-on-one, mano y mano. That means I'm going to take you by the hand, and we ain't going to guess. We ain't going to wonder. We ain't going to try to, you know, postulate. We are going to find your DNA niche. See, nobody on earth can be me, because my spiritual ID, my spiritual fingerprint, nobody has it. So what competition do I have? Zero. Because nobody can be me. See, the only way you're not successful right now is because you're not living authentically. And you see, to be authentic, you got to embrace your flaws. See, I didn't like the fact that I was a functional illiterate. Well, nobody knows. I used to hide behind it. Now I tell everybody, I cannot read or write. I read by memory. So that's why I always use dictionary.com. So once I hear the correct pronunciation of the word, then I can remember it. That's how I learn how to read. Same thing with writing. Once I see how a word is written, then I know. But when it, like the grammatical structure, sentence, you know, the subject, verb, adverb, all that stuff, I don't know all that, but I got 50 books. How? I have no clue. That's how you know you're doing your gift. You see, your gift, you can't take credit for it. If you went to school for nursing and you're a very good nurse, that is not your gift. Why? You learned it. Your gift, brothers and sisters, your DNA gift, God said he foreknew you in your mother's womb. He says he predestined you. That means he predetermined the destiny. It's innate. So I have no idea what phonics is. None. But yet I got 50 books. How? I have no clue. Now, I don't know. I have no structure. People who like Brother Rome sometimes get to say, hey, Brother Rome would always ask me, hey, man, I'm interested in, you know, joining you on your courses and stuff, but what's the structure? I don't have no structure. So what do you mean? You know, when I preach, I stand up before the pulpit, I get up there, most of the time I don't even take a Bible. Why? It's off the tone. The Bible says give no thought as to what you should speak. So I don't give no thought before what I speak. Like before I did this show, what do you guys think I did? I went to Blog Talk, I scheduled the show, and then I went and watched TV. 5 minutes before showtime, I log online, and then I say, okay, let's rock and roll. It comes, everything I'm telling you is coming as I'm talking to you. So people ask, that's why when I do, if you notice this last series, I had the book, The Standard. How much of the book did I actually use? I only do the book because people ask me for it. People ask me for my show notes. Hate to disappoint y'all, but I don't got no show notes. I don't use them. That's how you know it's your gift. Now, I can do this all day, every day, 24/7, 365, because it's not me. So the moment that you get out of your way is the moment that God shows up. Right now, there's too much you in the way. So you're sitting here and you're thinking, okay, yeah, I'm going to come up with my gift, you know. I got to find my niche. And you're scheming and you're planning. That's great. All you're doing is writing down everything that you're not going to do. See, I knew I was going to teach, but see, I thought I was going to teach. You know, hey, I like fitness. So I see like Brother Jerry, you know, and I was like, yeah. And then Brother Rome, when I met Brother Rome, you know, and I was like, yeah, yeah. And that's what I was doing. When I first started, you guys looking at all my old stuff, all my old YouTube videos. It's me running around with no shirt on, talking about frequent intense training. That's what I was doing. That was my dream. How much do I talk about fitness? I just wrote the book for it. I got theocentric nutrition. That's for somebody else. Why? And that's not my calling. But I know a lot about it. I know everything about it. But that's not my lane. What's my lane? It's what I've been through. If you want to know what you're called to do, look what you've been through. Let me say that again. If you want to know for real what you've been called to do, look what you've been through. So this one-on-one mentorship is I'm going to take you step by step, and I'm gonna pick your brain until we find out for real what you've been through. All those deep, dark secrets that you don't tell nobody, yeah, that's where we got to go. Because where? That's where your gift is at. It's in the belly of the whale that you find your gift. It's in the lion's den. When they threw Daniel in the lion's den, what about the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? When they put them in the fiery furnace. What about Jonah when he was in the belly of the whale? You think he was trying to come up with some scheme? No. He was real. You got to be real, brothers and sisters. When your back is up against the wall, when you hit rock bottom, that is when the real you is exposed. Whatever you do during the time of adversity, that's the real you. And what do I do during the time of adversity? I encourage myself. I pray. I don't know why. I just say, come on, man, we can do this. Come on, that's, I know. Don't give up. Don't quit. I thought, so what's my gift? I'm an encourager. That's what I get paid to do. Everything else I do is just fluff. If you look at all my shows and all my books, I'm doing one thing. I'm encouraging people. That's a six. I care. I'm the cosmic parent, a cosmic caring. So my job is to build a family of people who are authentic, real, no fake, no fluff. We ain't trying to con nobody. We ain't trying to rip nobody off. We are living our life on purpose and not on time. Every day I get up, I don't use an alarm clock. I get up on purpose. I don't get up on time. Most people live their life according to time. They check their clock. So I got to get over here because it's this time. I don't do that. I say, oh, I got to finish. I got to get over here because it's this purpose. I have a Dear Kinnear report I need to have finished so that way I can share somebody's purpose with them. I live my life on purpose, not on time. Because when you get out of time, because in eternity there is no time. There is no mass. There is no space. So you need to get out of it now so you can get into eternity. Right now I've been talking way past 30 minutes. It seems like I've been talking for 5 minutes because I'm outside of time. Time doesn't exist. You ever notice how fast time is? Time flies and you're having fun. You hear what they're saying? Why? Because you're outside of it. Time doesn't exist when you're inside of purpose. Time only exists when you're outside of purpose. So my job is to make sure that you understand your faith, that you understand your family, and that you control or that you manage your finances. And that's what we're going to do. So this is just a brief intro. Again, we're going to do about 3 or 4 more of these introductions. I got a great offer. Not a great offer, but anybody that do the early enrollment, because we're going to kick off this one-on-one mentorship program, the new series, right around about the same time, which is at the end of this month. So stay tuned for tomorrow's show and the upcoming messages as I roll out more information about what's coming down the pipe. It's very, very exciting. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. Join me back tomorrow. We'll be back at our probably about the same time, about 2 or 3 tomorrow afternoon because it'll be after church. So I want to thank everybody so much for joining me today. Again, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. And again, make sure you guys tune in because I do got a big discount for everybody that pays in full for this next series and for the one-on-one. So for the next early, for people that's in a position to take advantage of the early enrollment, I want to make sure that it's worth your while. So I thank everybody so much for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fail. Got us screaming at humanity and dism to a sale. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun it with the team.
Yeah.
They come up with the ghetto getting money, grubbing schemes.
Yeah.
I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of.
Yeah.
Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh.
But you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.